A lot of us use the word hallowed be your name without the slightest idea about what the word hallow means. It's holy, holy be your name. So today is the Feast of All Hallows, the Feast of All Holies. And of course, yesterday was Halloween. So a lot of people know that, but I think a lot of non-churchgoers don't realize how that all fits together. So part of Halloween, at least, came from the Catholic Church, and part of it didn't, obviously. So, but today we're here to celebrate the lighter side, you know, of it. I was thinking about, I told this story a few years ago. I was at a charismatic conference many years ago. I'm sure it was not a priest, or I would not have heard what I did. I was standing in this was a place where you have like 12,000 Catholics come to this thing in Anaheim, and I was standing in the bookstore line. In front of me were two fully habited nuns. They were probably Dominicans because they were wearing white habits. They had the wimple and anybody know what this is? This boxy thing, you know, around the head. And they were quite dramatic. And if I'd been a priest standing behind them, they wouldn't have said what they did. But I was trying not to eavesdrop, but I couldn't help but overhear them in the long line. We got towards the checkout. There were a bunch of checkout lines. We were between talks, you know. And on the table there were some books about saints. And these nuns, one of the nuns picked one up. I can't think of what that saint was. She looked at it and she said, "Here's one." She said that this person knew they were going to be a nun when they were 5 years old. She said, "God, I hate saints like that." That was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life, you know. But, you know, and I don't think any of you would be particularly attracted to that kind of saint either, would you? Do you relate to somebody like that? I don't. I didn't know I wanted to be a priest when I was 5. I didn't know I was alive when I was 5. I mean, I guess I did, but not just barely, you know. Most of us are a work in progress, you know. I mean, a piece of work, you might say. And the thing is, when you hear this gospel, this is a vision of the future. We are all called to be saints, but we're not saints now. We are in process. We are being purified. How are all these people purified? You go back to that wonderful first reading from Revelation, and there's more to it that they leave out. Who are these people? One of the elders speaks up. John is writing from Patmos, and he's looking out of his cave, and he's seeing these visions, and he sees the future that from then to now, everyone that's a believer that's in heaven has all experienced this. It's in the future yet, and yet it's already happening in God's eyes. This multitude, you have this 144,000, that's one group. But then you have this multitude that no one can count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. John is writing when there are very few Christians in the world. You see, it was a very small group of mostly Jewish people at that point. And yet, he's seeing a vision of people from all over the world, all cultures, here in the church. And all of these people have had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. So, this is the Lamb's Supper. We receive his body and blood today. We are washed in his blood. This is how we become holy. We won't become holy on our own. It requires Christ. So I've often told the Lord that I think his plan, hope you don't scandalize by this, but leave something to be desired. You know, I said, you know, why in the world do you create us the way we are? Why not just make us perfect right from the beginning? Why do we have to go through this life in which I don't mean that, we do need to be humble, and we need to have this time of being a creature, of experiencing mortality. That it's kind of obvious why one would need that before going to heaven. I mean, but why in the world do we have to be perfected? Why be created imperfect in the first place? And I think the reason is the struggling that we each go through to find our mission, to live a holy life, to fail and to get up again. Being a saint is not being perfect. It means getting up again after we've failed. It is because we are becoming something that will last forever. I was watching a nature program. I have watched very little TV since June, but I did watch this thing, and there's this caterpillar being born, and then it becomes goes into a cocoon and comes out a butterfly. I guess it turns to liquid in between those two processes. I can't imagine how this ugly-looking caterpillar becomes this gorgeous butterfly, and then it gets eaten by a lizard. You know, but hopefully our outcome will not be like that. But it's kind of a sign to us that we're kind of caterpillars right now, and we don't know what we're going to be, but it's going to be something very much different. It's a reverse world that we're going into. And our Lord has something unique planned for each of us. There's a special place there that only you can fill. We are unique. We are each a universe unto ourselves. You know, we see out of our bodies. We're not going to end. We're just going to change places. And so this is very critical to understand. People that do understand this begin to live differently. They start to become more pure, as John says, because we want to be like him. We want to be as close to him as we can. This purification process occurs primarily in this world. Tomorrow we celebrate the Feast of All Souls, where we pray for the dead. This is a different kind of purification. Each of these people have achieved the level they will be at for all eternity and are then perfected in it, in purgatory, if they need to go there. But we are still achieving our level. All things are possible while we are alive on earth. So the world that we are inheriting is a world in which we will call blessed the people that mourned on earth. We will say, blessed are the people that were persecuted for God. Blessed are the ones that were hungry. Blessed are those that were clean of heart or strove to be clean. Blessed are the ones that were poor in spirit, that knew they were needy and had issues and illnesses and depression and addictions that they suffered through and lived through. And all the different things that we think are so awful are in fact part of our salvation. It's going to look very different there. I don't understand it any more than you do, but this is why our Lord gives us this feast day, so that we can look through the mirror and see the world that is to come. It's a very great place. I guess there's a place for saints that knew they were going to be saints when they were 5 years old, but most of us are. We feel like we'll be lucky if we get to purgatory. We Catholics, that's not what God has in mind. It's not his will that any of us go to purgatory. All we have to do is try to do God's will in the present moment, and then we can achieve the sanctity, no matter how late it is, that God intended for us from all eternity.